Outside the box, knowing things are not as simple as ABC. Today's topic is CBA, cost-benefit analysis. Yes, the world is not as simple as ABC or even CBA, cost-benefit analysis. A while back, I was listening to a radio program where people were talking about the need for renewable energy. But in many cases, the discussion focused on and often finished with the question, but is it cost-effective? Meaning, how long will it take to pay for itself? Is something worth it financially? And if it isn't, do the benefits outweigh the costs? Replacing a fossil fuel-based energy system with one using renewable energy is a necessity these days. But is it financially viable? When our household got a rooftop solar electric system 8 years ago, it would have taken an estimated 20 years to recoup the cost of the system. Not a good deal. If we'd based our decision on whether it was financially worth it, we might not have gotten that system, or the one we had on another house for 10 years before that one. We got both systems because we were worried about a climate heating up beyond control. Cost was not the deciding factor. CBA, cost-benefit analysis, is only worth considering if it's just one of several factors. I'm often guilty of using CBA in deciding what products to buy or use. It doesn't matter whether the item is well-made or durable, or even what I really want. It's all about what is cheapest now, not what's best long-term. Sometimes that means getting something that won't last as long or do an adequate job, but then I've dropped the middle word, benefit, and I'm only looking at cost analysis. My motto, after decades of being a consistent scrounge, is, it's not how much I spend, it's how much I save. Or, if it's cheap enough, it's good enough. I need to change my buying habits. How about you? Governments, like the U.S. Congress, often do the same thing. Only its CBA cost-benefit analysis focuses on the cost to taxpayers. However, saving money one way often costs money somewhere else. For example, we need to consider nature pricing, where we might spend less now by cutting down trees, but suffer later because of erosion that is expensive to fix. So CBA often backfires, like for the city of Flint, Michigan, trying to save money by getting water from a more corrosive supply in the Detroit River. The result? More lead in the water, children poisoned and deaths caused by the lead, corroded water pipes, and damaged equipment. Or another example, reduced access to health care that temporarily saves money, but results in many more emergency room visits. Initially, costs are lower, but later on, the costs rise. It's cost-benefit analysis that emphasizes costs now, but not costs later. I listen to many meetings of county government. County commissioners sometimes take the lowest bid, whether or not an equally good or better product for more money is available from a local company that they've dealt with successfully in the past. I expect there will be times when going with the lowest bid will come back to bite the commissioners and everyone in our county. Occasionally, CBA is a good way to make a decision. But when we don't factor in the difference in the benefits, going with a low bidder or what appears to be a savings of money may turn out to be the more costly option. When we don't consider unintended consequences or potential costs down the road or nature pricing or product quality, but only what the cheapest price will be, we often suffer the consequences. We need more emphasis on long-term benefits, less on short-term costs. When you do CBA, How much do you focus on cost and how much on benefits? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to stop always being a scrounge.